礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，每当有什么礼节方面的问题，他都要去请教美籍华人 Mary。 现在他正在打电话约 Mary 一起去吃午饭。
Hello, Human Resources Department, this is Mary.
Hi Mary, how would you like to go to lunch at the new Italian restaurant in our building? 我有一张优惠券，买一送一。 Sounds good?
Excuse me, who's this?
是我呀，陈豪。你连我的声音都听不出来啊。
Oh, 是你啊，陈豪。You really should identify yourself every time you call someone.
嗨，都是熟人，还要报自己的名字。
Not everyone has the ability to recognize voices. Sometimes there is background noise or a bad connection. 而且啊，还有的人的声音听起来很像的。
That's right. 我有个朋友啊，他儿子的声音跟他的非常像。每次我朋友接电话的时候，我都以为是他儿子，所以我就问，你爸爸在家吗？
How did your friend react?
开始啊，他有点生气地说，我就是他爸。结果有一次啊，他回答说，我爸早死了。
It would not have happened if you identify yourself first. Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. 早上我看见你有电话，所以我就走了。
You did the right thing. 美国人打电话的时候一般不喜欢别人站在一旁听。
不过啊，我其实还有个问题要问你呢。
What is it?
我一次打电话给一个很重要的客户，他的秘书接的电话。那秘书问我， May I ask who's calling? 当我告诉他我的名字之后啊，他说， I'm sorry, Mr. Moore is in a meeting. 你说啊，他是真的在开会，还是不想跟我说话呀？
这我可不知道。但是要是你先报了名字，接电话的人说某某人不在，你就不会有这种疑问了。
那倒也是。 Mary, is there any time when I wouldn't need to say who I am?
Well, if you call your girlfriend 3 or 5 times a day, I don't think you need to identify yourself. 你也可以说 Hi, honey,or Hi, sweetheart.
哎呀 ，Mary， 你开什么玩笑？我连女朋友都还没有呢。
Yes, I was kidding. 因为在商业场合是不可能也不允许那样说的。
哎 ，Mary， 你把我们谈到的电话礼节总结一下吧。
It's simple. Always identify yourself when you call someone. Step away when someone is on the phone. Be aware that business phone calls should be formal and are different from private calls.